ఎట్టయినా షుగర్ ఐఎస్ భక్తి వాళ్ళు పరాభక్తి భక్తి ఇస్ డివైడెడ్ ఇంటూ టూ కేటగరీస్ డెవలపింగ్ భక్తి డెవలప్డ్ భక్తి వాట్ ఈస్ ది డిఫరెన్స్ బిట్వీన్ దిస్ వాట్ ఈస్ భక్తి భక్తి మీన్స్ డివోషన్ సో వాట్ ఈస్ డివోషన్ యు ఫీల్ దిస్ ఇస్ ఎగ్జాక్ట్లీ వాట్ ఐ వాంట్ ఆర్ ఐ డోంట్ వాంట్ బోత్ upon what does it depend? Knowledge. So suppose you don't know this is your mother, you will never love her because you don't feel like anybody yet. The mother doesn't know this is the son, she will also not love. She might love for other reasons, but she would not definitely love for the sake of just like mother loves the son. But one day she comes to know this is my real son, immediately, automatically, naturally, in lockdown. That's why jnanam and bhakti are worse than it. When there is bhakti, it depends upon jnanam. When there is jnanam, automatically bhakti will come. This is the correlation. So that is why what happened. Very interesting, you know. Man doesn't observe himself. Many years back, when I was a brahmachari, Charapunji, I had to come to Calcutta. So I had come to, via Guwahati, Mali, via Putra. So I came up to Guwahati, and one Swami was there. So he caught hold of me, and he went on telling, look here, brother, I don't want to talk. For 2 hours he gave a talk, and why he doesn't come? 2 hours. Even I could understand why is this. My mind was very analytical mind here from me. If this man doesn't want to, okay, 5 minutes you have come from Chiratamji, so we have given you this room, you stay here, be happy. That's all that was needed. 2 hours very seriously. Nobody can believe that he was insincere. But he was not there. So this is one type of thing. So there are other people. They say they have faith. What is faith? What is the difference between jnanam and shraddha? We use a word for faith. In this language, there are 2 words, belief and faith. Do you know what is the difference between these two? What we control is belief. Therefore, it is changeable. And what controls us is faith. So at this moment, we are not having faith. The correct word for faith is shraddha. Shraddha, we cannot control. It possesses us. This is the nature of shraddha. So if anybody says, I possess shraddha, in what? Shraddha in what? Shraddha in some truth. But what truth? Not experienced truth. A truth heard from somebody, read by through a book, but not directly experienced. That's why Shraddha is called indirect experience. I hope you are following what I'm saying. See, Narendra went to Sri Ramakrishna and asked, did you see God? Of course, Sri Ramakrishna said, yes, I have seen God. But you can ask that question to anybody, any spiritual. Then they can tell you 2 things. Either I have seen or I have not seen. So that desert father, so I gave one example. Once a very honorable, high-powered judge heard about Abba, somebody, I forget the name, and wanted to have his darshan. So he was coming. And his followers, they came ahead of him, said, they saw the helmet and said, Father, get ready, such and such a very influential person is coming to see. Yes, yes, I'm going just now, I'll be ready. He went inside, brought so much of bread, started gobbling up. The judge came, said, is this fellow about whom I heard he's the greatest to this one? Let us not even look at it. And he went back. The moment he went back,
The Abba took back all the bread, put it there. Purpose is finished. Like there are so many stories I am posting. So what does that mean? This fellow, he doesn't have faith in the Abba. He heard something. And what he heard was true. But when he saw the behavior, then it was totally different. So what am I talking about? If anybody says either God is seen by that person or not seen by that person, how do you judge? I think last class we have discussed it on yesterday, Sunday we discussed it. If anybody has seen God, it is a knowledge. What is the knowledge? God exists. If that knowledge is there, will anybody be frightened? Because God is everywhere. Wherever I go, God is there. So if I am in trouble, God is there. I don't need to do anything. All that I need to do is call upon him. That was the beautifully illustrated story of Brother Gopal, Brother Madhusudan, Brother Madhusudan. So the boy was very happy. Even the teacher could not believe. But the boy had innocent faith. So what am I trying to tell you? Faith means knowledge, but not direct knowledge. You see something that is direct knowledge. You hear it from a person who is trustworthy, who will never tell any lie, and who will tell you only for your welfare. There is no motivation behind. When you come across such a person, then you have to believe. Now we are not talking about ordinary things. We are talking about God. So if anybody says, I have seen, he has knowledge of God, direct experience of God, then what should be his life? Will he tell lies? Can he tell lies? That is what the story of Kanakadasa illustrates. No, Kanakadasa tells. Banana. Kanakadasa and Banana. You know that story?
No, sir.
Okay. Kanakadasa, the great sincere spiritual, he was there under his guru. The moment he came to the guru started loving him more than the other fellows. Like Sri Ramakrishna started loving Narada. Naturally, professional jealousy. Everywhere, professional jealousy. Devotees of professional because I always talk with one devotee, not with the other devotee. They will be, if it is possible through drishti itself,
they
will turn me to ashes, both me and my devotee. So, the guru understood it and wanted to teach them a lesson. So one day, some devotee brought some bananas. So he distributed the banana to each one of his disciples, said, go and eat somewhere where nobody can see you. So one fellow went behind a bush and ate. Another fellow went behind a bush. There's still a slight chance of other substance. He put his thick chadar and ate. Another fellow, he didn't want to have any chance of anybody seeing. There was a pond, took deep breath, went to the bottom and swallowed it. It's a magician's feat. How he could swallow it? And then he came. All of them came to the guru. Have all of you have eaten? Yes. But has anybody seen you? No. But he looked at Kanakadasa. Till the banana was there. Why did you not eat? Said, what was your condition? Where nobody sees me eating. Wherever I stood, God is all around me. He is seeing me. So how can I fulfill your condition and then say that I can serve you? God is seeing. That is true knowledge. Prahlad, his father asked, where is your so-called Narayan? He asked, where is Telugu? Beautiful Potana Bhagavad. Hindu Galad and the Ledani. Sandeham. Valadu Chakri Sarvopagatundu. Don't think this Narayana is God only here and there. He is everywhere. Then is he in this pillar? this, why not? He's in the killer. So he broke it. And then out came Ugrananda. Very interesting story. So what is the pillar?
Ego.
Ahankara. So long as Ahankara is the obstruction. God is here. I can't see him because Ahankara is covering my eyes. Interesting. Priyam, you are telling, you know, the sun produces the cloud. And that cloud produced by the sun covers the sun from our eyes. This is what we talk. Immediately, this is telling. Really, does the cloud cover the sun or does it cover our eyes? Cloud cannot cover the sun. It has to be bigger than the sun. But for covering our eyes, one finger is enough. You just put like that and eat that is all.
But we cannot uncover it. The drishi in the Vijayavan says is, you remove up our room. We can't remove ourselves. Though it is our eyes.
Correct. That is correct. But what is meant is that we are covered, not God is covered. And this has a profound influence upon understanding Advaita. That's why the Srishti, Gaudapada, negates the whole Srishti. There's another story. I will not tell you now. But what is important is God's grace is the only one. If anybody had seen God, and that is anything we experience produces knowledge. Anything, any experience produces knowledge. Good or evil. Good or bad. But if anybody says, I have an experience, but I don't have any knowledge, he's telling a lie. Because experience remains in our memory in the form of what? Now, the knowledge remains as memory in our mind. That is how next time we know how to deal with that. Either go towards it or run away from it. This is the only two things we running towards, running away. Raga and Vesha. So how do we know? Every experience produces some reaction. This is called effect. So what is the effect of seeing God? First of all, you will be fearless. Well, when God is there, what is there to fear about him? Second, he is always happy. Because if God is here, what is the experience? God is not somewhere. That is not experience. God is everywhere in the experience. If God is here, what is the nature of God? Sat. Sat means there is no death. Ananda means there is no dukkha. Therefore, I can never be unhappy because God is not everywhere. Oh, literally. What is the deal? If God is everywhere, where am I? Who am I? Do you understand? Accepting me everywhere God is. That's not going to work. One Christian missionary came to Swami Agamananda, one of Kerala Swamis. Very intense. Remember? So he said, this missionary said, you Swamis always say, Brahman is everywhere. How do you answer calls of nature? Swami said, what is the problem? We put a cross there. You understand cross? Cross means Brahma is not here.
Yeah.
Whether that stupid fellow understood or not. Whether you understand or not. I don't know. What is the statement? Brahma is? Therefore, Brahman is?
In me also.
Everything. If Brahman is everything, what is man? Brahma. What is the call of nature? Only Brahma.
Yeah.
Yes, it is literally. So one of the costliest coffees.
I know.
You know that?
Civet.
Animals. Like squirrel, like animals.
Civet.
Civet. It eats. And it passes up.
Concentrates
or?
No.
Passes.
Excretes.
Excretes. And that is the costliest coffee, if you want. It acquires special flavor. It acquires, I don't want to describe all those things, but this is the costliest coffee in the whole world. Anyway, what I'm trying to tell you, if anybody understood that question, Brahman is everywhere. Equivalent to Brahman is everything. You can't say, accepting me, then God has to be excluded from me, from you, from the carpet, from the there, from every rubbish bin. God has to be excluded. Then how can you say he is everywhere? But he is appearing everywhere with a special nama and rupa. And that nama rupa is also in the object, but it is in our mind. Namarupa is in the mind. Can you understand that?
It's not existence.
Yeah. When a tiger looks at you, is it looking at Namarupa?
Namarupa.
Namarupa, only one vision. Unified vision. So, this is the point we have to understand. If anybody has says, I saw God, in Mr. Forifa, always happy. Yes. Then he looks upon everybody as equally. He loves everybody equally. And he is ready to give up his life. For whose sake?
Anybody.
That is the outward expression. If I am giving up my love for my life for you, you are not you. According to me, you are God. That means you are me. So I am not giving up anything for anybody else. I am only giving it up for my own sake. And that is called Shiva Gnane Jiva. Just imagine. So you want to practice Karma Yoga. Then you see somebody who is in need of some help. So you look upon him as Shiva. And what is your status? Do you consider yourself as a human? I am human being. God is here. So I will worship God. Can a man ever have cherished the idea of God? Man cannot cherish the idea. Only God can cherish the idea of God. Such a thought that this is Shiva arises from in whose mind?
It is inside of Shiva.
Exactly. If you can look up on everybody as Shiva, you are the only exception. Yeah. So this is the understanding. When we see four lakshana, you have to deduct from this is a realization. Because there cannot be effect without cause. Understand now? So come back to this. So we should never give up any of the activities until the love, even after the love is attained. Until the love is attained, you have to. After the love is attained also, you have to. What is the difference? The difference is, now previously you are doing all these things with effort. It requires tremendous willpower. Now, naturally it comes. So he says, everything has to be done. For two reasons we give. Remember, what two reasons? First of all, even a God realized so, if he has got body, he has to eat. He has to eat, he has to lie down, he has to drink water. All those things are Lokanyavata. So he has to continue, he has to eat. Otherwise he can't survive. Body cannot survive. Second reason is he will be a role model for anybody who is trying to walk in the same way. Not only is he a role model for a spiritual person, because he will never deviate the path of dharma. Common sense also. That is there one example I will give. Common sense. I'm not talking about morality, much less spirituality. I'm talking about rationality. A spiritual aspirant, first of all, should become absolutely rational. What is this rational? Once Narendranath happened to utter in the presence of Sri Ramakrishna, oh, that is blind faith. Immediately Sri Ramakrishna caught hold of it. Okay, Narendra, how many types of faith are? One is called blind. Another is called the seeing. See, Mahendra said, oh my God, this man got me here. Faith means without seeing, believing is called faith. So what are the points we have discussed here? The Ramakrishna was very rational. Analyze. This is called Viveka. Analyze. So here is a person. He gets married and he is having children like every year. And then he is not able to look after them. And children are dying. Some children will die. Otherwise, if Rajana Prasad has got potential, like Mahatma Gandhi, he will get pretty kicked out of the window. You know that? That family planning was going. At that, by that time, you know, Mahatma Gandhi, Jawaharlal Nehru, Rajendra Prasad. They were all dead. So God called them for an interview. So first went to Jawaharlal Nehru. And they asked him, how many children you have? Well, so only two or something like that. So immediately God revealed his story. So immediately, Formula One car he presented, well done, only planning sent him. Then Rajendra Prasad was called. How many children? 14 children. And then also Vallabhai Patel. He was called second. How many children? 4 children. Then he was given an ordinary Ford Jeep and sent out. Then, how many children? 14 children. So he was given one old, used bicycle and he was sent out. Mahatma Gandhi was called. And they were all seeing what will happen. After a few minutes, he was seen flying out of the window, landing on the street. Then, Mahatmaji, what happened? Some idiot informed God, I'm the father of the nation. So you have to understand, emotionality is very first to say of 2 months. That's why Aristotle said, man is a social, rational animal. That's supposed to. Irrational, that's a different issue altogether. So the second thing is, man is a moral animal. Third thing is, he's also a spiritual animal. Animal because, if you judge the body, there is no difference in the body between any animal and our body. Same functions, eating, sleeping, mating, and running away from danger. And all these things are exactly common to all animals. So what I am trying to tell you is that when a person, whatever experience he has, that is called jnana. That jnana must give rise to some concrete behavior, change in the behavior. If, because this is a spiritual person, then his behavior will change. But is it always happy? And he looks upon everybody equally. Then he sees only God. Then he loves everybody because he's only loving himself. And he's ready to sacrifice because he knows I'm not sacrificing for anybody else, but for myself. And then when we come across a person, if he says God exists, and we see the effect of it in that person's life, then we have got faith. What is the difference between faith and knowledge? Knowledge comes from direct experience. Faith is, we have not direct experience, but we believe our guru, senior swamis, scriptures, anybody who is trustworthy, we experience. Because we see their life, then we say such a person will now attempt any life within us. So until this faith becomes a fact of experience, we have to continue. That is what this person represents. In his life, these characteristics are manifest, first of all. Secondly, when people see him, he is so truthful, so honest, then their trust will come. That is why it's a big subject. Sridharam was a truthful person. Anybody will trust him.
What is different between trust and faith?
Trust comes only after faith. If you don't trust a person, have faith in a person, you will not trust him because he can do harm to you. Once Swamiji was sitting in a park enjoying, an American lady, Negro lady, even in those days, nobody entrust their children to anybody. She was in urgent need of going and shopping. And then she can't carry the child up. So she said, "Sir, can I leave my child with you?" So he said, "Yes, go on." And happily, and came back after 45 minutes or 1 hour, and then took her child. So many stories are. Once he was staying, one person, I forget his name, they had a family, they had a small child. Constantly, he was weeping. Constantly, crying. Then, Swamiji understood, this lady will go mad, because she is not getting any sleep. At the same time, she is a mother, she is a baby. What to do? He said, "Madam, you give the baby to me, you go and take rest." And then she was reluctant. "So, sorry, Swami, he will disturb." No, I know how to tell him. Then she went away. Then Swamiji took the baby in his lap. After a minute, happily the baby went to deep sleep. Several hours. Swamiji's meditation is not like our meditation. He said, "We are debating hours together when to get up." He is debating hours together when not to get up. How not to get up? A little more, you know, what people. Morning 3 o'clock, afternoon 3 o'clock. They were not getting up, not caring for food. Ramakrishnanandaji, he used to take some tuition, earn some money, cook food, make mudde, and then food is ready, come. They were not willing to come. That means they were getting something else, isn't it? So he went there, sitting their position, and pushed the food. Then they were willing to eat. Not 1 day, 2 days. How many days to eat? That's why Swamiji used to say, "He is the mother of our mother. Without him, we would not have survived." Okay. So, kintu phalatyagaha. For a person who is wants to aspiring to develop bhakti, phalatyaga has to be done conscious. What is phalatyaga? I offer it to you. That is what we do, brahmarpana. For a person who has attained the bhakti, it comes natural. What is the difference between sadhaka and siddha? What is obtained with great effort and cannot retain also. Again, he has to make effort to retain it. He is called sadhana. But what comes naturally, that is called siddha. That's why Shankara comments, what is the natural sthita prajna lakshanas have to be assiduously cultivated by every spiritual aspect. So, tat sadhana cha karyamaiva. That means, go on practicing, even for a siddha, go on practicing as if you have not attained. Why is it? For a sadhaka, it is necessary. For a siddha, why was the Ramakrishna sitting? Why were all the direct disciples sitting? They were all God realizations. Why were they sitting? The Ramakrishna used to go to the temple and take off the shoes, enter into the temple, and then go round and round like any ordinary ignorant person. So somebody asked, "Sir, do you need all this?" Then he said, one something very plain language. He said, "If I pass water standing, you fellows will pass turning round and round." Means, if I do 100%, you might do 1%. It's to set up an example. That's exactly what applies to you. A siddha will never stop doing all those things as though he has not attained. For what purpose? Seeing him. We are all great imitators. Yadyad acharati sreshta, tatta seva itaro jana, sayat pramanam kurute, ಲೋಕ ಹಸ್ತಾತ್ ಅನುವರ್ತತೆ. ವಾಟ್ ಎವರ್ ಸ್ಟ್ಯಾಂಡರ್ಡ್ ಗ್ರೇಟ್ ಮ್ಯಾನ್ ಸೆಟ್ಸ್, ಅದರ್ಸ್ ಓನ್ಲಿ ಲೈಕ್ ಅಸ್ ಓನ್ಲಿ ಫಾಲೋ. ಈವನ್ ದೋ ದೇವರ್ ಸಿದ್ಧಾಸ್ ದೇ ಮೇಕ್ ನಾರದ ಇಸ್ ಮೇಕಿಂಗ್ ಕ್ಲಿಯರ್ ಇಫ್ ಇಟ್ ಇಸ್ ಸಾಧಕ ಅಂಟಿಲ್ ಯು ಅಟೈನ್ ದಟ್ ಭಕ್ತಿ ಯು ಡೂ ಎವ್ರಿಥಿಂಗ್ ನಾರ್ಮಲ್ಲಿ, ಡೋ ನಾಟ್ ಬಿಕಮ್ ಅಬ್ ನಾರ್ಮಲ್ ಬಟ್ ಗೋ ಆನ್ ಡೂಯಿಂಗ್. ಇಫ್ ಯು ಆರ್ ಎ ಸಿದ್ಧ ಗೋ ಆನ್ ಡೂಯಿಂಗ್ ಬಿಕಾಸ್ ಯು ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ಟು ಬಿ ಎ ರೋಲ್ ಮಾಡಲ್. ಇಫ್ ಯು ಆರ್ ಎ ಸಾಧಕ ದೆನ್ ಯು ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ಟು ಗಿವ್ ಅಪ್ ಎವ್ರಿ ಟೈಮ್ ದ ರಿಮೈಂಡರ್ ಐ ಡೂ ದಿ ವಾಟ್ ಈಸ್ ಮೈ ಡ್ಯೂಟಿ ಬಟ್ ಐ ಗಿವ್ ಅಪ್ ದಿ ರಿಸಲ್ಟ್ ಟು ಯು, ಐ ಆಫರ್ ದಿ ರಿಸಲ್ಟ್ ಟು ಯು. But for a Siddha, he need not think, because he knows everything is done by Prakrutehi Kriyamanani Gunaihi Karmani Sarvashah Tattva Vittu Mahabahu. Because a realized soul knows, the body is God, mind is God, and whatever the person is doing is nothing but God. This is the meaning. Then we move to the next one. Then, if this is exclusively meant for persons who has not attained that state, pare sadhaka tri dhana nastika vairi charitram na shravaniyam, one should not hear means one should not look, because whether we look, whether we smell, whether we hear, that experience will produce undesirable, inimical thoughts to devotion. Nowadays, what is going on here? Even decent people, the devotees, they dress, you know, how they dress?
Mm.
It has become a fashion. Most of the people, they dress, either they are young girls, half the body is naked. They may be good, but what happens to those who look at it?
Mm.
In fact, they are not good. What is the idea? Idea is, look at me, enjoy me without touching. Is it not? I am attracted. Once I told you, if you utter a word, this is nice, what does that mean?
I wish I have it.
This is a beautiful woman. What does that mean? This is a desirable man. What does that mean? So here, stree means, you should not take it that about women. For a man, it is me. For a woman, it is a man. Is what Sri Ramakrishna was very clear about. But because most of the time, the gospel was not written by a woman. The gospel was only composed by a man. If it was a woman, well, never again look at this man.
Sri Ramakrishna very clear because
Women don't have that much of a problem, I think. Yes, there is a problem.
So many nowadays, there are so many people, they are objecting. Why Sri Ramakrishna would use that word woman? We have to explain. For then Sri Ramakrishna was talking with men, he used to refer to women. When he used to talk woman, which is, then he used to refer to man. He said one very important teaching. Holy Mother also.
Holy Mother is called being widows.
Even
God comes as
A man. Don't trust me. Especially if God comes in the form of Sri Krishna.
That's what I'm saying. Women don't have that much of a problem as men have, Swamiji. I'm saying in general, only men have this lust factor so much.
Don't tell me.
I think so.
The way women dress. Very attractively. Man doesn't dress so long. So
he has nothing to dress on.
Why? Why women dress? What is the purpose? Purpose
that
is
wrong.
I am. I'm not talking about, say, and look at animals. Mostly the
male only is like
the female. It is to attract the male, it does all sorts of things. That then the male also go on to dance, like peacock, you know, like that. Anyway, what the point is, we should not be distracted from the thought of God. What is it that distracts the thought of God? Only one. Non-God. Body. What is the body? Skin.
Yeah.
So, This is a fact of life. We have to, the whole cosmetic industry, mostly women are men.
Men are also equal, Swamiji, nowadays.
Nowadays they are learning.
Oh, no, Swamiji, even earlier they were more gorgeously dressed.
No.
Yes, Swamiji.
No.
They were.
You see, men don't care also much today. Even today.
No, Swamiji.
But anyway, women, they want to appear attractive. There is a law in the Dharma Shastra. A woman should dress only to attract her husband, not anybody else. So, you see everywhere, this, I want to appear, is a fashion. But what happens? Man naturally looks at a woman in a different way, as you say. So, they are attracting the attention. That is the point. They are the cause. Look at, if they are normal, that's why Muslims, you know, they are burqa. Burqa is because it is the face which is the most attractive feature in the whole body. So no other person should see, only the husband should see. Anyway, I can't refrain myself from telling the cartoon. One Muslim woman with a burqa fell in love with another man than her. That fellow also came to meet her in a burqa. Sitting, suddenly one man was passing. This one burqa was telling to the other burqa, don't make too much noise. My husband is just passing. Anyway, there is a lot of truth is. So any thought, especially thought of sex, which deviates us from thinking about God, should be avoided. Reading, seeing pornographic pictures, etc. Then dhana. Next to sex, what is it? Money. Kama and kanchana. That's why Sri Ramakrishna told, kama and kanchana. So if we hear somebody, Bill Gates, so how I wish I had at least 100th of what he is. Anybody, any you hear, Mittal, all those, you know, Malia, all those fellows. There's so many admiring societies are defending in spite of all the offenses they are committing. Why? Because money is so powerful. Why? Because money is the factor which gives a false feeling of security. Money stands for security. That's why previously, when women have to choose a man, they will choose a person who is strong, who is intelligent, who is capable of protecting her as well as her children, offspring. Now the greatest thing is money. Money. So there was one stupid fellow. One fellow wanted to get married. That's how my class is not. One fellow wanted to get married. He was 70 years old. But he was never, no girl ever returns. So he went to his friend and he said, I want to get married. Nobody, and he was very rich house. Rich house. So the first thing the girls asked is, how old are you? I tell the truth, 70 years old. Then, reject. What shall I do? The friend said, stupid fellow. Then they asked next, till you are 80 years old. There was a queue. Who is going to marry him? You understand now? 60 years fellow means how long is he going to stay?
He made
that. 80 years means patapat. So, dhana, charitra. Anybody who has become multimillionaire, how they have become? A devotee should never be. Nastika. A challenge. For 1 month, stop japa, meditation, reading devotional scriptures, any scripture. Read only books written by Nastik. Let me see what will be your mind. All devotion will take to wings. This is a fact. Why? Well, it has not gone inside. This is only coming from outside. We are pushing. Once it goes inside, then you don't need, or even they cannot affect it. This is where so many things are. So, dana, nastika, vairi. What does vairi? Vairi means shatru, enemy. Don't hear the stories of enemies. Why? Because the moment you hear vairi, shatru, then inimical thoughts will come. Dvesha. Thoughts of hatred.
Enemy means only person.
No. Worldly person we have already talked.
What is this enemy of thoughts?
Suppose somebody you don't like, or somebody causes harm to you. He is called an enemy. So don't hear about him, because many times we suppress our thoughts, but not sublimate our thoughts.
Mm.
If the occasion comes, the emotion just bursts up.
Yes.
I told one story. This one, I don't know whether you remember, one Reddy, who used to work in the sugar cane factory. He used to come here very frequently. No. He was a military man. Colonel or lieutenant, something like that. Telugu film. The whole family used to come to me. They were living here on. You must have seen many times. You don't remember them. So, once he told me a story, there was a young fellow joined. He got 6 months training, and then he was issued a gun. The first occasion, he was issued holiday. He went home, and then he went to neighboring one house, called out one fellow, shot him dead, and offered himself to the police. Then he was explaining. He was asked, why did you shoot him? He said, when we were young, we were playing. One day, he could meet. Threw me down. I was weak and he abused me. Then I took him up. When I grow up, when I get the strength, I'm going to come and kill you. This was the first occasion I have got that opportunity and I came shortly. How many days the suppression? Most of us are like that. Even if you are advanced devotee, then what happens is he will. That is why yesterday, day before yesterday, I posted one Abba. And then he said, you get my postings? And he thought that he was beyond lust, beyond very
sexual. Yes, you will think it's...
Then another, he expressed it so openly that I overcame these things. Then one elderly episode, supposing you find a woman lying on your bed, then what will you do? So I will control myself. I will not touch her. I will ask her to leave. Then you are not conquered. You are forcibly stopping your thoughts, but you are not conquered. If you have conquered lust, you will not think it is a woman. So next, have you conquered avarice? You are walking somewhere rubbish. There you see some glint of some golden piece. You will go and will you go and take? He said, no, I will. Stop my thoughts, control my thoughts. I will not even touch it. Then you are not controlled. You are controlling your thoughts. You are not conquered the avarice. That is the expression you use. Controlling and conquering. Conquering means you will not even look at it.
The word is this locked. Your emotions locked in avarice.
Yeah. Then third one. Two brothers come to see you. Brothers means monk. One always speaks well of you, another one always speaks ill of you. When both of them come to you, what would be your behavior towards them? He said, in my mind, struggle is going on. I want to behave nicely towards both. After a lot of struggle, I try to behave. But inside, that is not conquering. That is controlling. Controlling and conquering. Both are completely different.
Personal and sublimation.
But another story I have posted. A rich man wanted to distribute some gold to some brother. So he brought the gold. He came to the priest, local priest, and said, will you kindly distribute this gold pieces? Brother said, they don't need it. They will not take it. Then he said, if that is the case, I will put it outside the temple, church. Whoever needs it, let them take. So some came, just walked out. Some people even did not look at it. Straight they went like that. This man saw, and he was sad. The body was taken. Then somebody came, and then the priest came and said, my good man, God had accepted your offering, so you go in peace. We will use it. Give it to the poor. Give it to the poor. Because these people, they don't want. The moment that something valuable comes, the value of a thing is valuable only if you consider it as valuable. If you don't consider it as valuable, it is not valuable at all. The beautiful story I will tell you about it is, the English people, they went to Africa. They went to this Johannesburg. That is where the gold mines are there. And Burma, all those places. They were, their eyes popped out. All the local tribals, they were like our cow dung. They were wasting this gold to make ornaments of their huts, mud huts. Upon mud, they were putting this gold. Because it shines, you know. Scales. Then they said to them, we want to get it. How to get it? Then immediately they had this thing, what is it, trinkets. There's a colored glass, beautiful colored glass. Immediately take as much gold as you want. This is how they have first traded, then conquered. Now the question comes, why were not they avarice? Why were they not greedy? How could they be greedy? Because what is the value of gold there? What are you going to do with gold when your life depends upon hunting an animal and then only catching it and eating it? What are you going to do? Who is going to take it? What is valuable? Most valuable is
my father.
I'll tell you another story. That is why Swamiji made a statement in one place. Morality is there in everybody. But morality differs from place to place. So, one person, he was a person who studies societies and writes books. He went to a tribe. There, food is very scarce. Food. So, anybody who misbehaves what we think immoral, this man is running after another man's wife, like that. That is not immoral. But if anybody steals this much of food from the common stores, there was a strict law. Anybody gets food, he can't eat. Just to bring it and should be distributed equal. The life of the whole tribe depends upon it. If anybody take, that is the Mahapapa. Greatest papa is to steal the food. Because what is the first law of life?
Survive.
So morality here, what we call morality, takes a secondary place. First place is for the food, because it endangers the whole society. Anyway, what is that we are talking about? Any thought that deviates, that is likely to deviate our mind from God, even creating a doubt, temporarily, should be strictly avoided. And these are the things. Stri, dhana, nastika, vairi, charitram, means news about it, nashtamai. The whole newspapers, magazines, nowadays, any newspaper, what is it? Ornaments, this, that, young person, they don't put any old woman there. Have you seen any old woman?
Who look at them?
Only insurance. This old man, he wants to retire. Okay, you put this money. So what I'm saying, these are all tempting objects for people who are likely to walk in ritual business. Never hear about business. Never even look at the newspaper. Because newspaper tells you about what? Only about worldly things. That's why it's Pasir Ramakrishna. Even if anybody places in newspaper to them, 7 inches, it will pollute that place. Any worldly man comes, Ganges water has to be sprinkled in it. If we neglect it and deviate from it, we are doing it at our own peril. This is the truth about it. Then, we will just introduce it. 64. Abhimana Gambadikam Vyajam. This is for whom? For a person who is aspiring to develop devotion. Abhimana means what? Egotism. Abhimana means this is me and this is mine. That is called Abhimana. Egoism involves both oneself and what belongs to oneself. It will be first class house, first class vehicle, first class everything, first class job, first class wife, first class husband. It's called vicarious attraction. Vicarious. My husband is a general, what is called? IGP, Inspector General of Police. That is, this woman may be illiterate woman, but it is a matter of pride for her. Everybody said, why everybody? Even I was saying, Sridharan,
yeah.
I used to roam in his car. Every policeman looks at me and forgets to take down this. Why did I salute this person? He has nothing to do with Sridharan. They want to recognize the way. Every street corner it happens. I am in a dilemma. Shall I also sell you? Yeah. So I used to look as though I was losing. Please buy Nashwadi. This is so, what is Abhimana? What is Dhamma? Dhamma means arrogance. People may, there are certain things. One is called pride. One is called arrogance. What is the difference? Pride means a person has really something to be proud of. The job is very high job. Or he is honored by everybody. These are real talents of. But that pride will, forgetting that it is all gift of God. Dhamma means he doesn't have anything to show. And yet he will become very, very arrogant person. So both of these deliberately, assiduously, consciously, with full awareness, would be reduced slowly. They won't go in one day. But slowly, 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 slowly.
So, yes. Swami Raghunathanji Maharaj has very beautiful explanation. He says, pride or ahankara is thinking within himself, his own mind, he's a great person.
Yep.
Because Dhamma is showing that in public.
Yes.
Such is at least this person is good, it's an ahankara person. Yeah. Only his mind he thinks I am so and so. But the person having
Dhamma. He's also bad. Because that. He's forgetting I am what I am. But by, for the grace of God, he could make me anything. I'll stop here. One incident. M was personally trained by Sinatra. So, devotees noticed some nights, he will give up, even winter season, he will give up his baths, his everything, go out of the house, sleep with the beggars on the street, all night. There was no need for that. Then somebody asked him, sir, why do you do this? What is this? He said, you know, whatever I have is all got by the grace of God. Lest that pride should come that this belongs to me. But for his grace, I would not have had all. I could have been any one of them. You practice this. And that is why he was so great. Anyway, there was one great Englishman. So even beggars, he will tip his hat. Good morning. Sometimes they won't reply. Somebody saw him and asked, sir, they are not even replying to you. They don't have the practice. Why do you? He said, doesn't matter whether I'm not doing that, expecting them to do it. But for the grace of God, I could have been one of them. That humility, that is called humility. And Nag Mahashaya is the very incarnation of Brahma.